testimony. They say if this bill passes, clerks will stop checking the writs. We have been telling clerks not to check the writs forever. There is no statutory requirement. There's no statutory authority. When they do that, not only do they slow down the process, but they bring potential additional liability onto the state for checking something that they may not know about. They have no more way than an attorney of knowing whether or not there's been a direct payment outside of the legal process of this judgment, a partial payment. We have no way of knowing that because we don't keep records of those direct payments now. That's in between them. That's why the claim of exemption process is set up. If you claim something, the people have a right to file this claim of exemption. We haven't changed that. The other argument about the 180 days and it being too long a period of time.
Mike? Well, yeah. I didn't know whether. Is he waiting for somebody to come down? Excuse me for interrupting here.
Okay.
All right, he's going to lunch.
Okay.
Go ahead.
180 days may well be too long a period for claim of exemption. We're not arguing whether it's too long or not too long. It just happens to be current law. We haven't changed that. We kept all of the rights in relation to debtors who owe under the bill. They've still got 180 days. There's still a 10-day hold period protecting these debtors when the money is paid. And that was the point about the argument about payments to attorneys. We allowed for payments to attorneys under bills, but we didn't require that the payments be made to them and that they hold for the 10-day period. And that was the objection that Mark Comstock had and that the debtor-creditor section had. And so we eliminated that provision that said they had to hold for 10 days. That hold period is done by the garnishee the same way it is under the clerk-issued writ. Again, it's a choice. You don't have to have attorney-issued writs. In terms of records, there is some confusion about what records would be kept. We would basically have the same information in the court records that we have now. The bill provides that when a writ of garnishment is issued, the clerk of court gets a writ of garnishment, gets a copy of that, mailed back, and we file that the same way we'd file it now. If you've looked at the forms that are in the statute, it has the same information of what they're claiming. They're claiming so much for interest. As a matter of fact, the information is broken out more clearly. One of the reasons for breaking it out more clearly is so that the records are better, also so that debtors who are having something claimed against them, if the entire amount is more than they owe, will know what people are asking for, something that is not as clear in current law. So we will have, every time a writ of garnishment goes out, whether it's issued by an attorney, whether it's issued by the court, we get the same record. That's part of the procedure. We did add, we think, in the notice, better notice to debtors of what their rights to exemptions are. Yes, it's clearer in the statute that you've got, or in the form that we're sending out, that you've got 180 days to file that. Again, that was because if that's not in the form, we get calls from people saying, or we don't get calls, worse yet, they just figure they don't have the time, from people saying, how long do I have to file this claim of exemption? The purposes of the bill are simple. They're to give the people better information. Our hope is that by giving them better information on the forms, they don't call us and take our money. It's to make the statutes clearer so that things are in fact pulled together, so that you don't see some of this confusion about people saying, well, this claim of exemption has been extended. If the gentleman has done garnishments for 20 years and he doesn't know that the debtor has a right to 180 days, maybe it's time that the statutes were organized so it was easier for him to find that. We've given attorneys an alternative in those courts that are having problems. It's not a requirement, but an alternative, so they can issue the writs directly in response to the concern of the process servers. I know that we did add a provision saying that it could be mailed. And I know they're concerned about that because of the potential loss of business. Most attorneys I've talked to have said that it would probably be the rare occasion that they actually mailed them, because in most garnishments, timing is important. So I don't know that it will affect their business, but we did put it in because of the concern of the potential costs. It saves costs for everybody down the line when the system works efficiently, because then the garnishee or the debtor isn't charged with the extra costs of serving that would otherwise be in there. They aren't charged with the extra, if it's an attorney issued writ, they won't eventually end up maybe having to pay the fee for filing the writ in court. So it saves money, it makes it more efficient, and we think it will work better. We've gathered the support from the Support Enforcement Division of the Attorney General's Office. The Collections Division of the Attorney General's Office has said that they think it will save the state money. And between the two of them, they think they issue 25% of the writs of garnishment in the state. That's what they told me. And, you know, if it just saved money for them and made the process more efficient for them and took them out of the system, it might make the system work better for everybody else too. We've also had private attorneys who liked the procedure, but Mr. Donaldson was one of the few willing to show up. Mr. Comstock and there are others who have expressed interest in having the procedure work better. That's the point behind the whole bill. We don't want people to call and yell at us because we've heard horror stories of it taking them 5 weeks to get a writ of garnishment out of court. And they say, why issue one? Why have this process if you can't get them out? And I know it's not true that way statewide. We've also experienced increases in certain counties. In one county, there was a 70% increase in the last year over the number of writs of garnishment issued out of one court, and it's slowing them down. So things may have been going the same way for 150 years in terms of writs of garnishment, but they're not. They can't go the same way forever. The system is starting to have problems. We introduced this bill to help head off those problems now, to save the state money, to save us money, to make the system work better for everybody without taking rights away from the debtor and without putting them in a worse position. That's basically the reason for the bill. Are there any questions?
Any questions by the committee? No, I don't. I guess for no question, I would suggest so that if clerks are doing something that's unnecessary and uncalled for, why don't you write them a letter?
We do.
Tell them to stop.
There's a regular memo that goes out in terms of telling clerks not to do that. And the last time we heard this bill, you asked about whether or not you suggested maybe we should have signs in certain courtrooms saying clerks don't perform legal work and don't give legal advice. There are, in fact, signs in some of our courts in this state telling people that so they don't ask the clerks. I mean, we're taking measures. This bill, in addition to other things, makes the clerks' duties clearer in terms of what they're responsible for and what they're not, something the current law is, as you've heard the argument from various people. We're hoping that they also will find their niche in the statute, their section that tells them this is what you're supposed to do when you issue a writ of garnishment. I mean, we issue memos, we issue procedures, but if they can find it in the statute, they believe.
All right. The Senator Wires.
Is there anything integral about this that would require you to have the provision in it that the garnishment can be served by mail? Would it in any way threaten the rest of it if that part were taken out?
No. It was a cost savings measure that we introduced and is not apt. We introduced it because we thought attorneys would like it in certain situations, and it was suggested, but it's not tied into anything else necessarily.
Yes, Senator.
However, again, the option is there, certainly, whether to pay the server or the cost of a certified registry.
And if I may, most attorneys say that they would prefer to rely on process, at least the ones I've talked to say that they would prefer to rely on process servers because they get better service than with the mail. And they're more certain that it goes out.
Mr. Chair, I'm reminded of the Brad's revision of the Oregon Motor Vehicles Code. Do you recall how it came off the wall when they finally saw it all together and saw? I think he's done an outstanding job.
All right. Thanks very much. Now, if there are four people here who feel comfortable with this bill, I'll take a motion to send it out. I really don't feel that I understand it at this moment, and I would prefer to give it some more time, but I'm ready to send it out if somebody wants to move it, and whoever moves is going to carry it, by the way. So if I don't hear a motion, I would ask that this matter be put on for final action Tuesday of next week.
Fair.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do then. Now, let's see. Let me say this. I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 307, and I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 307, and it will be continued tomorrow. I'm going to take one more bill. That's House Bill 2298, and ask the committee members if you are ready to do something with that. Representative Kopeski, were you here on a bill or just...
I'm just hiding.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Which one did you open and close now?
No, 307.
307, okay. And now you're going to take which bill? 20?
Now we're going into work session on House Bill 2298.
Mr. Chairman.
Counsel.
For those people who are here for 307, the hearing tomorrow starts at 3 o'clock, and it'll be the first thing on the agenda.
It will. You're going to have a hearing?
2298. Yeah, that's true. I'd like to have someone explain the procedure. All right. Counsel, give us... quick summary now on 2298, will you please?
2298 provides a procedure by which an attorney may serve notice that he or she wishes to take a deposition to perpetuate testimony. The notice requirements are the same as for any other deposition. If an opposing attorney objects, they file that objection with the court and a hearing is set, the objections are presented. And the party which noticed the perpetuation deposition then has the burden of showing that it's appropriate to take it. The purpose of the bill is to add some flexibility to the current law on perpetuation depositions. Currently, they can only be taken if there's a showing that the witness essentially will not be able to be there for primarily physical reasons. What this bill does is say witnesses are people who have business to do other than just be witnesses in court. They are people who have to make business trips. They are experts in one thing and another who are running a daily business. They are people who set vacations before the court sets a date for trial, and that the interests of the witness ought to be taken into account as well as the interests of the judge and the plaintiff and the defendant and the attorneys.
All right. Yeah, I think all committee members remember this. I don't think there was any opposition, I recall. Was there, counsel?
There was no opposition testimony.
Everybody had a chance to refresh your memory. We just had the hearing on this, 2 weeks ago?
I believe that's correct.
Any folks ready on this thing? Okay.
Yes, sure.
All right. Senator Hamby moves House Bill 2298. To the floor, do pass. Any discussion? Senator Brockman, I don't know whether you were here for that hearing. Do you have any?
No, I don't have any problem with that. Right. I understand.
Call the roll, please.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brockman?
Aye.
Cohen?
Hamby? Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Wiley?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. That carries. That's it for now, folks. We're adjourned. Right. Cool.